Just after 10 o'clock on a Sunday, that means it's time for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan. Willie, of course, has the website, sportingacause.com, listing a whole bunch of events that are all fundraisers and tied in one way or another with athletics. Good Sunday morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. Despite the drizzle, it's a good day with lots going on.
Boy, there is. It just doesn't seem to end, but today is a real busy day.
Yeah, it is. It is. There are a couple things. There are a bunch of events going on that have probably already come and gone. I won't waste time talking about those. But there are a couple things your listeners can still participate in if they hustle. Today is the second weekend of the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club turkey shoots. I talk about them a lot, so no need to talk further, except that it starts at 11. You might want to call them if it's raining too hard, then they cancel them. Also today, starting at noon, kicking off at noon, is the Kent Pumpkin Run down in Kent, Connecticut. It's the 43rd annual iteration of that race. It's a 5-mile run. It's held at the Kent Green at Town Hall, and this is I've spoken about it a little bit before. It's a big race around here. If you have a 5K, 5-mile race, if you get 100 people plus, that's a success. Well, they cap theirs at 1,000. I'm not sure if they've ever reached it, but typically they get many, many hundreds of people there. They take over the whole town. Last time I went to take pictures there, I had to park in the third field over from the event. It was, again, it just it fills up. And, you know, when you get several, you can probably multiply the runners times two or three, because there's oftentimes when there's a child's race involved, whole families come. Maybe one person's running, but the family comes to support it. Or if there's a child's race, the kids are running. So you know, if you get a couple hundred runners, you might have 600 or 700 people coming into your town because of it. And Kent is one of those. And despite the rain, a couple of years ago they had it was worse weather than today. They had just torrential downpours going on. And still, 250 runners showed up. I mean, races around here would kill for that kind of involvement. But anyway, that's today. The race starts at noon. And it's sponsored by the Kent Chamber of Commerce. They put a lot of work into it. And it benefits the Kent Food Bank. And also they raise money for Julia's Wings Foundation, which addresses aplastic anemia. And so that's what's going on today. Now, moving towards Friday, November 1st, Marshall. We're into November.
I know.
Can you believe? I mean, I'm in this constant state of astonishment as time just flies by. Anyway, Friday evening, November 1st, the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary are holding their annual Bunko fundraiser. This is one of those events that I stretch the definition of sport a little bit, but they're always good fundraisers. They often support fire companies, but Elks, it's a common fundraiser. I've never played Bunko, but I understand it's a lot of fun. It's kind of a dice-based game and very easy to learn, and everybody has a good time. Anyway, it's being held at the Sharon Firehouse. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. this Friday, and the competition, as it were, starts at 7. And this is actually not a fundraiser for the Sharon Fire Department. It's for their scholarships for local students, which also includes kids who go to Oliver Wolcott. Now, the next day, Saturday, November 2nd, the Ed McGuire Memorial 19th Annual 5K Cannonball Run. This is held in downtown Falls Village, right at the town hall. It's both a running and walking event, but unlike many 5Ks where they have both runners and walkers, usually walk the same course as the runners. This is a different course for the walkers. It's a 2.5-mile walk as opposed to the 5K that the runners use. And as tradition always holds, they start off the race with a cannon blast. And this is loud. I got to tell you, 2 years ago, I wanted to take I took a video of the cannon going off. It's a little tiny thing. You know, you think of cannons as being those big things that they made in the Ames fire, you know, cannon works there. They're the size of tree trunks, but this is a little thing. But when it went off, my ears were ringing for about a half hour afterwards. And anyway, they get a lot of people from the 169 Town Society there. It's a very successful run, and it benefits the Falls Village Volunteer Fire Department.
I don't know if I ever told you, I was at the broadcasting from the first Cannonball Run, and Steve Blass was there, and we went over there to shoot the cannon off, and something happened which was unbelievable, and I didn't realize how loud it was either. A woman, this is no lie, and a Toyota Camry, I can remember it to this day, who had her moon roof open, pulled up about after the fuse was lit, about 30 feet in front of the cannon. Okay, yep. And she was parked there, and it was too late to do anything. The fuse, and we were already backed away, and that cannon went off. And it was as loud as anything I've ever heard. She literally, her head popped up out of the open moonroof. It was amazing how loud that cannon is.
Oh, it is. Like I say, it's a little thing. It's not much bigger around than a baseball bat, it seems like. And it does wake up the town for sure. Also going on Saturday is the Run Like a Deer 5K Run Walk. This is held at the Bark Hampstead Elementary School. But it's organized by the Northwestern Regional School District 7. It's for their own benefit. It helps with the graduation expenses. Saturday, the Vassar College Halloween Fest 5K Fun Run over at Vassar College, their dorm quad in Poughkeepsie. This is one of several Halloween-themed runs. Costumes are encouraged. It's free, actually. The run is free. You have to register, but it's free. But they're collecting donations for family services over there in Poughkeepsie with emphasis on domestic violence. Also next Saturday, the St. Mary's School Run for Your Life cross-country 5K race. This is up in Lee, Massachusetts, at the Lee Middle School. And they use the school's cross-country course. It's a trail race. And this is kind of cool. There's so many of the 5Ks are very similar in format, but this is a cross between a 5K run and flag football, if you can imagine that. Before you start, the runners have three flags tucked into their belts. And during the course of the run, I guess they must go through a wooded area or something, these monsters come out to try to take your flags away from you. And I guess the idea is to finish your race in a good time and also with as many flags as you can keep. Sounds like a fun event. Anyway, then next Sunday, this is around November 3rd now, the 5K November Run with the Animals. This is both a new race and an old race at the same time. I'll explain that. It's being held over at Action Wildlife in Goshen. You've driven by there and you've seen the bison and the goats and pigs and everything over there, and the course utilizes them somehow. And this is the first time they've done that there, but it's the fourth race in the Northwest Connecticut YMCA series. There's one in the spring, a couple in the summer, and there's always one in the fall, but this fourth one has changed form several times. This one is at Action Wildlife. Center Subaru underwrites the whole series. It's a big financial commitment from them. And what they do is they raise money for the Y, but it goes to scholarships for families who can't afford the membership there. It's a very, very worthwhile fundraiser. Also next Sunday on the 3rd, the Hidden Valley 15K. It's a little different distance. I think it's something like 9-point-some miles. At the Hidden Valley Reserve in Washington Depot. It's the second in the Steep Rock Trail Series. And the three races raise money for four causes. There's the Steep Rock Foundation, Families United in Newtown, the Washington Ambulance Association, and the Washington Volunteer Fire Department. And also next Sunday is the Hotchkiss School 25th Annual Swimathon. This is at the Hickson Pool over Hotchkiss School. Keith Moon, the swim coach over Hotchkiss, has been organizing this event all these years. And it raises money for Special Olympics Connecticut, their swim team. Special Olympics is actually international in scope, but each state is responsible for their own fundraising and their own programs, and this is what Keith does for Hotchkiss. And it's like a walk-a-thon. The format is you raise money, you get pledges from your friends to give you so much per lap. The event goes from 9 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. You can swim just one lap to qualify as a fundraiser. And believe it or not, Keith told me that a couple of kids swam the whole time from 9 to 5 last year. I can't imagine doing that. But anyway, and I've also spoken before about how often young people are involved in these fundraisers, and never is that more evident than in this event, because 9 different schools show up with their swim teams to swim and raise money. And last year they raised $13,500 at this event. And that's well over $180,000 that they've raised in the duration of this event. Very worthwhile cause, and Special Olympics is very special in a lot of ways. Maybe one of these weeks when events slow down a little bit, I can speak a little bit about these particular programs that are so worthwhile. And then, last but not least, next Sunday is the third in the Northwest Rod and Gun Club Turkey Shoot series. So there, Marshall, you have it. Next week, we're into November.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right. Well, I'll look forward to seeing more of your posts on Facebook there, Willie.
Okay. Thank you, Marshall. Thank you, as always, for having me on.
And we'll speak to you next week.
Take care.
Take care. Willie Hallahan, sportingacause.com on the web and right here on Robin Hood Radio.